Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Hebrews chapter 12, we were taught that no matter what we endure in our service for God, it is nothing when compared to what Jesus suffered for us. Let's continue with that lesson today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now let's look at verses 3 and 4, because there we're told to consider him, especially if you're becoming discouraged in the race of life. And so verse 3 says, "For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." Well, he doesn't want you to faint in your minds at all. He doesn't want you to quit, in other words, in the mind. He doesn't want you to give up. No matter how great our trials, they can never, never, never compare to those trials Christ endured for us. Now, I'm going to repeat that because I want you to take this to heart and think about it. No matter how great our trials, they can never, never, never compare to those that Christ endured for us. There are several passages I think I could fit in here. For example, 1 Peter 4, verse 1. "For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin." I think in Romans 5, 8, I find four of the most profound words at the end of that verse. It says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners," just like we are, yet sinners, "Christ died for us." Isn't that profound? Christ died for us. I think also of Philippians 2, 5 through 8. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Now, my friend, keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ and what he suffered for you, and the fact that he has suffered long with you. If you don't, you may grow weary, embittered, and simply fall into self-pity. Now, folks, let me just give you this. You might say it's a little bit of an encouragement to do right. Do not rely on political power, strength of numbers, personal finances, abilities, or human stratagems. Don't depend upon them to do the work of God. Rather, rely on God's Spirit. As Zechariah 4:6 says, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord." A meek spirit enables a Christian to maintain composure in the face of opposition, to accept adversity without complaint, promotion without arrogance, demotion without resentment. It produces a peace which no trouble can disturb, and which no prosperity can puff up. Oh, blessed are the meek. Don't grow weary. Don't grow embittered. Don't fall into self-pity. As the Holy Spirit of God reminds us in Philippians 3:10, if we want to know the power of His resurrection, we must know the fellowship of His sufferings. Remember, it was the joy set before Him that supports His soul when enduring the suffering that would satisfy the inner justice of God in order to make peace for us. Consider Him, and it's imperative that you do. Consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself. You know, the word consider has the idea of to consider closely by means of comparison. Here it is, to compare your situation as compared to the magnitude of His situation in this life. In the hour of discouragement, when your heart is inclined to cry with Jacob, "All these things are against me," then lift up your eyes and look upon Him who knew such grief as you and I will never know. Allow Him to be your heart's object. Allow Him to be your soul's delight. Do you realize that this is now calling for personal responsibility on your part to do things that you ought to do and not to grow weary in well-doing? When you consider Him, remember this. He is co-equal with God the Father. He proceeded from God. All things were made by Him. Yet, He suffered such contradiction of sinners as no man hath ever suffered. You ever considered? They attempted to kill Him at birth. They tried to stone Him during His lifetime. Some tried to push Him over a precipice. They call Him a blasphemer, illegitimate, a wine bibber, a glutton, an impostor. That is all aside from the cross and all else that Satan hurled at Him in life. And many of those things that were said of Him were believed by many, although those things said of Him were lies. Now, my friends, sufferings by mortal man have never been so severe, so bitter, so malicious, so degrading, so humiliating as the sufferings of Christ. He suffered it fully in His humanity. And He did it without the help or power of His deity. And yet you and I, if we go to those things that we must endure, we have access to Him. We'll never have to ask, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" Because He will never leave thee nor forsake thee, as Hebrews 13:5 will tell us. My friends, stay true to Him. He says, "Lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind." Now, my friend, regardless of what you ever suffer, it will never be void of the grace of God to sustain you if you'll just look unto Jesus. However, I must warn, Satan tries hard to get inside your mind. That's why we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Now, do you realize that you can grow depressed and that you can become discouraged and you can become angry and jealous? You see, those weapons are carnal. Those are weapons that Satan tries to use against men. That's why we must discipline ourselves to have our minds and our thoughts come into the obedience of Christ, and our minds and our thoughts must then be saturated with the Word of God, that we may think on Him. A young man will cleanse his way by taking heed to the Word of God. If you are disheartened, you're ready to quit. You know what it means? Now hold on. But it means simply, you've gotten your mind off Christ, His Word, and His person. And in reality, you are now only concentrating on yourself. You see, my friend, when we get to that point of disheartened and been ready to quit, we are looking at the work, not the Lord. You're seeing the ungrateful people around you and not the Lord. Let's remember this. We are first worshipers of God. And you get involved in service, good, Bible-believing, fundamental service through your local church. But you get involved in service without worship. Well, that will end up producing quitters. You'll eventually become a quitter. You need to learn to walk with God. You need to learn to worship God. And we see there in verse 3 the word contradiction. It refers to opposition. In other words, Jesus suffered opposition from sinners. From men who were religious and seemingly good, but they were empowered by Satan. Again, we're reminded, as we read earlier, of 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and 13 through 15. There it says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers are also transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works."
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation for the Bible.